Today is Sunday, Yud Beis Kislev, Tav Shin, Samach Dalid, December 7, 03, Rabbi Shmuel First, giving a shir about contemporary issues in Hilchos Shabbos, here at the Aguda building in Chicago.
Halachas of Shia and Chazara. We also mentioned the minig. Thank you. Mentioned the minig Yisrael is to have everything cooked before Shabbos. What happens today? Many houses, both the husband and wife work, and sometimes, and you have the short Shabbosim, and the Shabbos starts early in the middle of winter, 4 o'clock. The Shabbos. So most housewives, they prepare everything ready Thursday night already. And then they just reheat it right before Shabbos. What happens if they didn't do it? So now right before, on Shabbos itself, on Friday, they want to put up a cholent or chicken right before Shabbos. And they want to put it inside the oven. Shabbos, can you do it or not? It's halacha, the Mechabit says, in beginning of Reish Nun Gimel, as Allah of Kidri Chayai said, that means if I put something raw in right before Shabbos, there's no problem. Why? Because I'm a Sir Dad. If I put something on the flame right before Shabbos, so what's a Shaila? I want to hurry up things to cook fast. But if I put it right before Shabbos, it's not going to cook so fast. So in Mela, I'm a Sir Dad until the next morning. Well, at least not for the Friday night Suda. So I'm a Sir Das from the food. So Meir's no Shash Hashem Yechata. Therefore, I can even stick it inside the oven for Shabbos without a blech, and it's Mutal Chatchila. That's Halacha the Mechaber says in the beginning of Reish Nun Gimel. So I put him right for Shabbos up. Rav Henkin writes that this head of Kiddur Chayayitza that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. Why? Because the Zman Hazeh, our ovens are more sophisticated than used to be in time of Chazal. Time of Chazal, it would take a chicken to cook. It took maybe 5-6 hours to cook a piece of chicken. Today, Fenkin writes in his time, he wrote, that you know, in an hour or two, you could put it inside right before Shabbos. So normally, women would cover Shabbos 20 minutes before Shkia, and then they put it in the oven. By the time men come home from shul, by that time, the chicken could be cooked already. So in Mela, there's no head of Kiddur Chayayitza. That's what Fenkin sign is, and he passed Lanzina. However, Moshe in the Tshuva disagrees with Rafenkin. And he holds that the Meisim sees this, even though it's possible, Rafenkin says today, Rafenkin was talking, you know, in the 1930s, 1940s. Today, our ovens today are more sophisticated. You have ovens that cook, you have microwave, you have everything that does the things a lot faster. So in Mela, all types of ovens, even though they cook faster, but Mitzvah and Moshe Tain is of Pisechel, a woman, if she wants to have a suda for Friday night, if she puts her right before Shabbos, she's Masiach Tat until Shabbos morning. That's a Mitzvah. Mitzvah says a woman is a housewife or whoever does is doing the cooking, is Masiach Tat for Friday night meal. So therefore, the halacha of Kiddush Chayayitzei applies right, even if you put up right before Shabbos. That's one halacha. Shabbos comes up very often. A cholent is cooking out. You have a cholent that's on the flame and it's cooking out. So Shabbos, can you add water to the cholent on Shabbos? Can I add water to the cholent on Shabbos? Is that mutter or not? There are three eights what to do. One eight is to add water. One is eight to push eight is if you don't have to even add water. What you do is just you add water, but what you do is you can't add out, like I mentioned last week, you can't add on part A directly on frame. You move the cholent back to part B, And then you have a chaynik, you pour from the chaynik directly into the chalon. So directly from klevishin to klevishin, and therefore, and then you could, and after, since in the chaynik the water is a mushul kol tochai, it's already, before Shabbos already it was already mushul kamri, so in Mela you pour it into the chalon, and in Mela, that's okay. Now you have to be careful, this time to mention agav, that when I mentioned the case of the chaynik. When you use a percolator, not all percolators get to 160 degrees. It has to talk, the water has to have gotten to 160 degrees either before Shabbos or on Shabbos. Then you're allowed to use that water, put it inside to into a chalon. If the water never got to 160, you have these old-fashioned percolators, you know, after a while the coils aren't as good as it used to be, or you have certain percolators that never got real hot, doesn't get to 160 degrees. So you have certain percolators, then you're not allowed to get that water to the chalons. The water has to be already at least 160 degrees according to our Moshe. According to other Paiskim, it has to be 212. The water has to come to boiling point. So according to that, certain percolators never come to 212, then there'll be a problem. But at least according to our Moshe, if it's at least 160 degrees, if it reached 100, the water reached 100 degrees before Shabbos or on Shabbos, then you're allowed to air it to the chalons. That's 180. Move it to part B, because on part A we mentioned last week, to do anything on part A is not easy. Now to check the chalons and pick up the cover, put the cover back down in part A, you can't do anything in part A. But you move it to the chalons to part B, which is part of Blech, which is Yatz Leres Bar, but not directly over the flame, and then you can add water. That's 1 eighth. That's brought down. Another eighth is to pick up the chalons in the air. Someone picks up the chalons, put a hold in the air, someone takes off the cover, and they pour from the chaynik directly into the chalon, put the cover back down, and put it back to part A. Another eighth is you take the chalon, you put it down on a chair, you can't put it on a counter. Like I mentioned last week, if you put it on a counter, once you let go of it, then you can't put it back anymore on the flame. However, what you do is you put it on a chair, and according to Moshe, you mentioned last week, you put it on the ground. So today, Hanich and Gavakaka say we don't need it on the ground. That's not the normal way you put it down. Then you put it down, you put it on a chair on the ground, and then you pour some water of the chaynik into it, you put the cover back on, then you put it back even onto the black on part A. The chalons is cooking out. Let's say the percolator is in one, you have a percolator, sometimes you have it on a counter, and the chalons you have on by the flame. So the percolator, if it's a chaynik, the chaynik's right next to it, so you pour directly into one to another. As long as it's not on part A, it's on top of the blech. However, if you have a chaynik, a chaynik is in one place, and the chalons is somewhere else. So the best thing is to bring the chalons to the chaynik, because the chaynik is plugged in, you can't pull out, you can't pull, it doesn't go too far. So you bring the chalons to the, you have to be careful, if you put it down on the counter and you let go of it, then you got a problem. So you have to have someone helping you. What you do is you put the chalons under the percolator, you bring the percolator to the, you know, to the end of the counter, and you open up the spout and let the water go directly from the percolator into the chalons. What happens if this eighth doesn't help? Now, let's say the percolator is in one part of the room, in the kitchen, dining, and you have the chalons in one place, and you have no one helping you. There's no one to help you. The chalons is too heavy to bring over. Sometimes you have a big bag of chalons, it's too heavy to pick up and bring it to the percolator. So there's a shaila and paiskim, can I use an intermediate cup? Can I take a cup, you know, take water out of the chaynik, out of the percolator, and pour it, and let the water stay on, and then pour it into the chalon? Can I do that? That's a big shaila. From the Bi'al Loch of Eistoiz, Mishibur held that's awesome. Because why? This cup is to the klisheni. From klisheni, put it back into the klisheni, it's awesome. So that's Eistoiz from Bi'al Loch and Shini Tchev. However, Shlomo Zalman Horvath holds that even though you're using it to klisheni, but since your intention is to put it back into klisheni, in such a case it's mutter. That's why Pastor Zadina, I tell people really should try to bring the chalon pot to the percolator, but if you can't, then you can semach and use the Shlomo Zalman stock and use and let hot water come into a cup, and from the cup you pour it directly into chalon. But when you pour it into chalon, make sure the chalons are not on part A, it's on part B. Because like I mentioned before, to put anything on part A, that's not permissible.
Right.
interesting. Yeah, that's a good answer. It's a taisa. The taisa in Kiri says that it gives this answer. That you make it into a condition, then you get to chodesh. You get to Ramosh also. Yes, you can do it on Shabbos also. There's no sufficient on the kaver. Yeah, it has to be dry. That's it. How are you making it? It's a shayla. There's Ramah in Kufay. Ramah says in Kufay, normally don't even a percolator, even a chinik. When I pour chinik into a cholin, so the water is directly, it's not nusik ha-kaluach, so her chinik should become fleshik then. So, that's a shayla. There's Ramah in Kufay in Yerdeya. That's Yerdeya shayla, it's not a Shabbos shayla, we'll talk about it. The Ramah says in Kufay in Yerdeya, says that the pot becomes fleshy. Rav Moshe once said that this halacha of Ramah is a chumah only in the regular Gei Pesach. But the Gavi, all year we hold the pot, it's not a problem. It's only the Gei Pesach, all year we're not machlum like this Ramah. This is Rav Moshe held. But if you didn't hold, you don't hold up Rav Moshe, still most of the time when you use a pot, you use the shefa, you use it usually in the end of tzadik test, you always use shishim kinek, whatever there. The melech, you use the shefa, so probably there's no problem. Alright. Let's say you want to reheat something on Shabbos. You have potato kugel, lakshin kugel, a piece of chicken. You want to reheat it Shabbos morning. You put it in the freezer and you had it Friday night for the meal. Now you want to reheat it Shabbos morning. So what do you? How do you reheat it? You can't, to put it on the blech we mentioned last week, you're not allowed to. It's a chazor. Something that was in the refrigerator before Shabbos, and even on Shabbos, it was on a blech on Shabbos, the machmir not like the Ran. We hold once you put it in the refrigerator or on the counter, the shear becomes faulty, you can't put it back on. However, you want to take out the chili, you keep it in the refrigerator because you don't want to leave it outside because it gets spoiled. So you want to keep it in the refrigerator. Now you want to take it out of the refrigerator. Sometimes you want the piece of chicken to get hot or warm, and sometimes you just want to take out the chill. What can you do? What can't you do? To take it out and put it on the blech on part A is awesome. Mentioned last week what's part A, that directly the blech is partly over the flame. That's called part A. So take it from there to put it on the blech on part A's also. According to on part B, take it from part B according to everybody's also. Because that's even though you could do certain things on part B, but the issue of chazor is on part B. Last week you mentioned you put it back on part C, it's my focus chazonish and remotion. The chazonish holds it's also, remotion holds it's mutta. So first, but usually if you put on part C, the part of the blech is not yet flooded by, and it's not that hot. So usually, if the blech itself is not hot, usually the kugel will get even less hot, because heat-shown shavs, if you can't get on more than it has. So then, what could you do? What are you able to do if you want to walk a piece of kugel, or some chicken, you want to warm up on Shabbos. So there's two aces what to do. One ace to do is to put it on top of a chon pot. Let's say you have a chon pot cooking. To warm it up, take it from the refrigerator, put it onto the chon cover, that's okay. Why? Because that's called hefti kedera. As long as it's not, you don't put it directly on the blech, you put a hefti kedera, it's not derech levasher boy. As long as it's not the derech levasher boy, that's mutter to put it lechatchila on Shabbos on chon pot. However, to take a empty pot and turn it upside down, and put it on top of a flame, and put the kugel on top of it, that, according to the Bialocha, the Shem Kimikonim, he holds it also. But let's say, if Shlomo Zalman writes, and this is what the sense of most Paiskim is, that let's say if I have a blech, and I turn a chon pot upside down, not chon pot, I turn a regular pot, an empty kedera upside down, and then I put on a piece of kugel, a dry piece of kugel, then it's mutter to do that. It's called hefti kedera. As long as it's on top of the flame, hefti on top of the flame itself, that's not permitted. Then it's also then, according to the Pima Gadim. But if it's on a blech, and you turn a kedera, empty kedera, upside down, and want one piece of kugel, I could do that. That's mutter to do the chatzila on Shabbos. Okay. Huh? Even part A. But it's hefti kedera. What? If the empty kedera, it doesn't make a difference. Part A, part B, it doesn't make a difference.
You said that you've seen it take
Right, yeah. Now, on any pot, all right, let me explain myself again. All right, take an empty pot and put it on the flame. Take the empty pot, turn the pot upside down. Without a blast. And I turn it upside down and put a piece of cooker on top of it. The Mishabu, the Bialach, the Pinach, the Shempim Gun, that's not permitted. Without a blast. Okay. But if I have a blast, and then I turn the pot upside down, and want a piece of cooker, that's okay. If there's a blast in between. Alright? Alright, that's, or there's another Eitzah. There's a second Eitzah. Let's say if I have a, usually what most people have is a blast that covers two burners. And that covers two burners on the side, and they have like an island in between. That island sometimes gets very hot because it's right near flame. So you can put the piece of kugel or piece of chicken by on, even if it's very, you have to let it burn. It doesn't mean you can burn your hand on, burn your fingers on it. So you can put a piece of kugel that's not there called Asher Boy. Huh? That's not Asher itself. It's not the reclamation. That's the Chazanish. We mentioned last week, so we don't hold like the Chazanish. It's Rambam, but the Shad has to be at Echelis. It doesn't come with Echelis, no problem. The thin metal has to get to Echelis. It doesn't get Echelis. Doesn't make a difference. Chlor. That's Chlor Alachan. Shin Echelis. Chlor Alachan. Alright. So to take it and put it on the island, even though it's real hot over there, you're allowed to do that. But you have to be careful. When you want a piece of chicken kugel, use one of these eggs I mentioned. You have to make sure if it's wrapped in aluminum foil, like in most cases, you have a shadow from Hatzmona. Keeping retaining it. This Hatzmona is retaining the heat. So you have to open the aluminum foil a little bit so the heat should be able to escape. And now it's not the Evis Hatzmona. Now, you know this Eitzel has to tear it, but you have other problems. The shadow from this Hatzmona. So if you want a piece of coal, it's wrapped in a piece of aluminum foil, then you have to just open it a little bit that it should, that the heat should be able to escape. What? Yes. Whenever you're heating up something that's wrapped in aluminum foil, you have to open up that piece of aluminum foil. You have to open all the way, just enough to heat your valves to escape. Usually it gets pretty hot anyway. Put a towel on top of a pot. I hope to talk about it. If you ask me already, I'll mention already. A lot of people have on percolators, they have like these covers on a percolator. That's a shadow from Atmana. And usually the special covering that comes with it covers the whole thing. What you have to do is you have to roll it up a little bit. The question is how much you roll it up. That's the whole... Lena next week, I hope to get into that. Yeah, it depends how big of a hole and so on. That's the secret by itself. We'll talk about it this next time. Lena. Huh? If that's the way the pot is made, then it's okay then. We're talking about you putting something extra on it. What?
If you put it inside the
trunk,
it also has to.
I didn't say that. No, you don't need it. Nope. I said clearly you don't. Clearly it's okay. You take a piece of kugel, you put it inside the pot before Shabbos, you want a piece of kugel, or kishka and so on, you can leave it the way it is. It doesn't make a difference to immersion chon, not immersion chon. You don't have to, because that's derech of Asher, but that's okay. Talking about Shabbos, you do have to kedeir. That's when you have to have it partially open. This atmana, if it's ma'aser tevilim before Shabbos is also. Yes, it's mechaber. What? Depends how you keep your kitchen. Huh? Well, usually it's clean before Shabbos. I don't know how you keep it clean. Usually clean the house before Shabbos. You clean also the oven before Shabbos. Huh? Yeah, but usually you don't keep it the way it is. You keep it with a piece of aluminum foil. It's like there's no right. That's to say it's clean. It's clean. So it's like a day should always ever there, so Makam Sarah Zirk, but certainly it's okay. Alright. This halacha of Hesed Kedera with Tuna was cooking on top of the stovetop. What about inside the oven? Let's say, can I do inside the oven? Can I do Hetz Kedera inside the oven? In other words, they add the flame on from four Shabbos. I want one piece of kugel. And usually the oven is real hot inside. Can I do Hetz Kedera inside the oven or not? In the Mishnah Berurah, there's a stira. In one place he writes, it's Mutter, and the Chazanish asks the stira. Chazanish himself asks the stira. There's a stira in Mishnah Berurah. But Maitre Chazanish Paskin to Tata. And that's how extensive most Paiskim is. The reason is because it's different, because since the heat comes from all four sides, so Hesed is because the heat comes from the bottom, so there's open airspace. But inside an oven, since the heat comes from all four sides, then there's no Hesed of Hesed Kedera. I understand, but since it's a closed box, the heat comes around. It comes all around. It's six sides, okay.
Even though it's a vent.
The vent in the oven takes off the aloch of Tana. That's about it. More than that doesn't help. Alright. Next topic. Let's say the shayla comes up, you put on the flame, you put the blast, you did everything you're supposed to do. You put the blast on, you had the flame on before Shabbos, and everything going good. And all of a sudden Friday night, you realize the flame went off. The wind blew it out, the kids were playing around, whatever it is, the flame went out. The question is, the flame went out, what could you do? The chant is still hot, what can you do? Now there's a machaber, Ramos says, in Reshim Gimel Seveis, Ramos says, you're allowed to move Mekira Lekira. Let's say, for instance, you have two flames. In the case of machaber, Ramos says, you have two flames. I have a flame that's on a certain one heat, another flame, same heat or a higher heat. So Ramos says, you're allowed to transfer, if the food is a vushel kol tzarchai, you're allowed to transfer from one kira to another kira on Shabbos. And even if the second kira is hotter, the flame is higher, but the food is a vushel kol tzarchai, then you're allowed to transfer on Shabbos from one flame to another flame. That's mutter, the chatkira to do that. As long as there's a black there, the shear, like it was according to the conditions we mentioned last week, the shear in kambato, there's a black there, and if there's a sheet in kambato, you're allowed to do such a thing. What happens if the flame went out? Now there's only one, you have two flames on the oven, or you only have one flame, but you have a neighbor that you live in an apartment building and it's talking you can carry in the hallway, or you have air between one house and another house you're allowed to carry, can I bring it to someone else's house or not? So there's a tshuva from a Moshe, and same thing, from Zalmel, same thing, that as long as the food is hot still, even though the flame went out, since it was unintentional, you're allowed to bring it from one kira. So it's in like a kira from one kira to another kira, and you're allowed to bring it from one flame to another flame. As long as it's still hot. Unless the food completely cooled off completely, then you got a problem. Cooled off completely, then there's Issa. If the chalk is completely cooled off, then there's Shiloh putting it back. Even Shiloh, besides the Shiva came above because it came completely cold, but also there's a shayla from Bishlach HaBishol, because since the chalent is cooled off already, so we paskin Yesh Bishlach HaBishol by double lach. And the chalent usually has a double lach in there. So Mela, to put it back on the night, if it's cooled off completely, it's not permitted to put it on another kira with a blech and so on. However, if it didn't cool off completely, then it's permissible. What do you mean, Lee? If it's Nechel, if Moshe says, there is a shayla, what it is. The Moshe writes the tshuva, Nechel Machmas Chamimutai, Yidim Kotsu Chamimus. So that depends, I guess, on each person. You know, something like the hot chon, if it's not real burning hot, by them they don't need chon, you know what I mean? Depends on the individual. But Nechel Machmas Chamimutai, that's what he says. It's not Yat Bledis Boy, it's less than Yat, it's not cooled off completely, but you still Yidim Kotsu so warm. That's the guidelines he writes in the tshuva. Well, I think everyone here is Ashkenazi. Yeah, Dr. Ramon. We're talking about Ramon. As a power failure? Or someone, the plug fell out. You tell a guy to do something. If it's a power failure, there's nothing you can do. Power failure. The question is, let's talk about each case. Let's talk about, and there's a big shout out to Sol, but we're talking about here living in Chutzot. Let's say it's a blackout. Friday night there's a blackout. and the train cools off. Sometimes you have a 3-4 hour blackout, and then in the middle of the night it goes back on. You wake up in the morning, the train's cooking hot. That's no shayla. It's mutar chatzir. No problem. Because as long as you do it, you let it stay where it is. There's no problem. The problem comes up, but sometimes if someone by mistake, or you realize you forgot to plug it in. The child was completely cooked, you got to plug it in again. Or sometimes it falls out. What do you do then? Or sometimes you have your own, not a blackout in the whole area, but your own house is, you have a fuse blowout. What do you do then? The din is like this. To tell a guy to put a child back, to put it back on the flame, to tell a guy to put on electricity is a melacha d'oraisa. If it's something that lights up, so a crack pot, something like a crack pot, which is an eish, to tell a guy to put on a melacha d'oraisa. So tell a guy to do a melacha d'oraisa on Shabbos is also. Unless it's negei a rabbim, let's say for instance it's a negei kiddush in a shul, or it's negei a shabbaton. I once had a case of shabbaton. It's a negei a rabbim. So then in such a case, you'll have to tell a guy to plug it in, even on Shabbos. So Tzarech Rabbim with Semechan de Balita, in certain cases, with Semechan de Balita, that to tell a guy to Mochad Reis with Tzarech Rabbim. But with Tzarech Yachid, you're stuck. And there's no answer with the chom. No answer. Huh? Usually the answer you can give without chom. So you go to someone else's house, that's all. Or you bring them to shul, to certain shul, to certain kiddush, you know what I mean? They do that, people do that in New York on a regular basis. Alright. That's something else. It's a good question. Alright, I'll now ask the question. We're talking now if it's pot, the plug came from the pot itself. But let's say you have that the whole house, there was the circuit breaker broke, you call the guy. So, in the gay of light, especially at small children in the house, you allow to tell the guys to put on the circuit breaker, because children, when it gets real dark, it's sakana for them, because they get real scared of the smell, there's no light. So, Mela, once you, there's a mutter to tell for katanim, the circuit breaker is he's doing it for the light, so Mela, it's like called a mirla akam secretia. So, Mela, so you allowed to have an oar from the children also, even though because your contention is not for the children, your contention is for the lights in the house. Because the kids have lights. And then you're allowed to have an oar from the children then also. In such a case, it would be okay. Come directly.
That's
only if it wasn't law, right? Law, and then went out. No, that's Shabbat Bishul already. Now, we're talking about, we mentioned a number of times, all the cases we mentioned, when it's Vushu Kol Tzorchid before Shabbos. If it's not Vushu Kol Tzorchid, then you have all different Shabbos completely. In fact, we're going to talk about a case soon. I might talk about it now. I have on the list later, but I'll say not already. Some people call up with a Shabbat like this. A shayla like this. They want to know, today, houses run completely on the, time clock, very sophisticated houses. So my thing is, can they do like this? They come over there, can they put their oven on a time clock? Oven on a time clock. Can they, let's say for instance, they have chones, they don't always go shizzy. So what they do is like this, they'll put the chones all cooked before Shabbos. Shabbos morning, they'll set the oven to go on 10 o'clock in the morning. They'll put the chon on 9:30. They'll put it onto the oven with a black, with all the luck, the black and everything, put everything on the black. There's no flame there. Then 10 o'clock, the oven will go on, and the chon will get warmed up. You save the 10 hours of electricity, and or maybe even more than that. Can I put raw food there? Because I'm not doing a mitzvah bishul. It's on the time clock. Can I put it there, or maybe even before Shabbos? I'll put it raw on the stove, and then 10 o'clock in the morning, it'll get the oven will go on, it'll cook. Can I do such a thing or not? The din is, the consensus of all poskim is it's awesome. In other words, that even though there's no flame yet, even though there's no issa chazorah, but a maisa, you're doing a maisa chazorah, even though there's no flame yet, but at the end of the day, you're doing a maisa chazorah for bishul. So if you take something out from the refrigerator, and put it on the black, even though later on, the flame is going to go on, it's us to do it. The only answer is, if you put it on before Shabbos, if the Vushal Kol Tzorchid, let's say Charles is completely cooked before Shabbos, or chicken, whatever, cooked or whatever, it's cooked all before Shabbos, I put it on the black, but there's no flame. And then the electric oven goes on 10 o'clock in the morning, then it's okay then. That's okay. I don't advise it because my tefun might be ruined. You know,
because they have an oven, the refrigerator, you should time it. It'll be refrigerator and
there's such a thing like that already today? Yeah?
It could be refrigerator. Could you double put the salt in the refrigerator
over there? What?
Why do you need a black in that case?
Let me just finish. So Maisa, the food has to be on the black before Shabbos. Even though friends not there, it goes on in the morning. But then all the places can speak out. The food has to be Rosh Hashanah before Shabbos. You can't have to do a Maisa Bishul on Shabbos. So therefore, if you put it before Shabbos on the black, even though the friend goes on in the morning, it's okay. But to put. Yeah, there's no hasana.
Why do you need a blessing in that case if it's not chazara?
Huh?
If it's not chazara, why do you need a blessing?
Because the summer, we hold it the first day. We mark it the first day, the fishy itself you need it. Alright. Excuse me? Cold?
With cold chicken, you don't put it back on the timer.
No, you can't do that. It has to be there from four Shabbos. Okay? Alright. Another case. This shadow comes up very often. A hot plate. Or a warming tray. What can I do for Shabbos or not? Some people, in the summertime, the kitchen gets hot, so instead they don't want to have the oven on the whole time, they do they put a heating tray on a time clock. So that's hot soup Friday night. So Shabbos, what does this heating tray have? First of all, does the heating tray need a blast? That's one shayla. Second of all, can I take from a refrigerator and put on a heat tray on Shabbos? Can you do that or not? It's a machlekes, Ramosha, and the son of Zalman. What does the heating tray have halacha? Because normally a heating tray is made, no one cooks on a heating tray. Normally you cook everything on this oven, inside the oven, on top of the stove. Then later on you put on a heating tray. One second, okay, I'm getting to that. So I want to take it, and I want to put it on, even the heating tray gets to 150, but it's not there for Vashabai. Not there for Vashabai. No housewife will take food, raw food, and cook on a heating tray. Now, some of them have, settings, high, low, medium. We're talking about that you have to cover it, because you shouldn't come to move it on Shabbos. But let's say you have it that has only one setting, or you put a tape on the setting. Now, first of all, does it need a blech? And second of all, if it does need a, can I take from the fridge and put it there? First of all, the consensus of all Paiskim is, since the heating tray is not made to cook on, you do not need a blech. That's the biggest hecker. What is the reason why we mentioned this? So less than the heating plus it should be a hecker. The biggest hecker is you don't cook on it. Therefore, the consensus of all Paiskim is you don't need to cover it with a aluminum foil or a blech. You don't have to cover it. What is the shayla? What is the machlokes? What is this heating tray? Is this for like ash itself, like a regular oven? Just works differently. But it's a regular oven, just you don't need a blech. Or it's not there for Asher boy, and I can take some fridge and put it in there. According to Ramosha held that a heating tray has a halacha like a hefty kadeira. Dino. If I take it from a refrigerator, I'm allowed to take a double yavish. Double yavish, a dry piece of food, and put it onto this heating tray. Why? Because it's not there for Asher boy. Same thing I say all the time, there's a shayla, can I take something from a refrigerator? Can I put it on a radiator? All the time people have, a lot of houses today, it's probably in the apartment houses still have radiators. To put it on top of a radiator, to cook, if it's a double yavish without liquid, it's muta. They also, to put it on a heating tray, it's like a hefty kadeira. So therefore, I'm allowed to take something from a refrigerator, as long as it's of the yavash, and put it directly on this heating tray. Since it's not there for Asher boy, as halacha like a hefty kadeira. Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Shmish Shabbos Kachasoy, he holds differently. He holds that it hasn't been like alayish, just it's not, you don't need a blech. But it has been, just like your oven cooks, it's also cooked. If it's not there for Asher, you don't need a blech. So therefore, according to him, you can't take some from the refrigerator and put it there because you have Issa Chazara. You don't have to put it there. Take some refrigerator, she became bottle, so to put it back from the refrigerator onto this heating tray, it'll be Issa. So according to Ramosha, you'll have to take from the refrigerator, take a W.O. and put it on the heating tray on Shabbos and Chatchila, A coin shon zalman is asa. But there's a nafkin min ledina. According to that, machlokes is a nafkin, not nafkin ledina. Can I take from the heating tray and put it on top black? So according to Shlomo Zalman, he held that thin like ashes, you don't need a blech because it's a hecker, because you don't cook there. So now according to Shlomo Zalman, I'll have to take from the heating tray and put it directly onto a blech, as long as the food is hot. However, according to Moshe, there'll be Yitzchak Hazor, because he goes to Shittata, he holds it since it's like a hefek there, so put from a hefek there onto ash, you're not allowed to. So to take from the heating tray and put it onto the stove, yeah, to put on stove will be also. So people ask me, maybe can I hold like Ramosha and one, you know, Ramosha, this thing and all this. So I tell them that the Gemara says in Erevin, that's called Kulei Beshama, Kulei Beisila, Reza Rasha. You know, you can't, if there's a Sira, if they're arguing each other, you can't take the Kulei from both sides. You know, to take Ramosha, I'm going to hold Ramosha, the Gabe, put it on the heating tray from there. And then from there, later on, I'll be selling Shon Zalman, put it there. You can't. That's Kulei, they're arguing the same aloha. The point of Shlomo Zalman is the house to take the refrigerator to put it onto the heating tray.
What do you do?
Well, let me finish one more thing and I'll take it. One more thing. One more shayla. It comes to a lot, people today, it's a shayla, it's a new thing. You have to keep up, a rov has to keep up with the time. People now today, people who build now new kitchens, they build a place, a heating, it's not an oven, but a heating drawer. A warming drawer. It's called a warming drawer. And sometimes the warming drawer can get up to 170, 180 degrees. So, are you allowed to do it or not? Can I take something from the refrigerator and put it into a warming drawer or not? So, it's a shiloh. Some places can hold, it's also. So I tell people the best thing to do, normally a housewife doesn't care so much, best thing is to build in such a way that it shouldn't get higher than 110. Because if Moshe writes in tshuva, as long as it doesn't get to 110, there's no issue chazara. If you put it, so the best thing is to do this warming drawer. She shouldn't get higher than 110. It works on you have like a knob, and you can set in certain things. But you can work in such a way it never gets over 110. If the person puts in, you can speak to the company that puts it in. That's the best thing. Then you have to chol adayas. However, someone wants to be semich on the sheet of zarmeko, since it's not derech levasher boy. So you're allowed to take a dova yovesh and a chatkila, you're allowed to put it in there. If you want to send out a sheet of a maker, you can. No, because there's walls, it's not, there's empty space, there's air space over there. There's no shot for that morning. So you're allowed to put it, so to use this warming drawers, the chatkila I tell people to be able to call a day, make less than 110. But Louis, so if you can't make it, if it doesn't work that way, you already have it already, even gets to 170, 180, it's more to take a dova yovesh and put in inside this warming drawer. Now, but a dover lach, I was planning this next week about it, but now I'm talking about it, so I'll talk a little more about it right now. Take a dover lach, a liquid, or let's say sometimes you have chicken. Chicken has a little bit of gel to it. You know, if you keep chicken in the refrigerator, you take it out of soup, and then you put it in the refrigerator, it has some gel to it. When you cook, make chicken, so it's with liquid. So therefore, when you take out, you separate the chicken from the soup, so some of the amash of liquid still stays with it. If it's a mishbuah holds, it's a real small amount, that's not called davalach. You know, it's part of the chicken already. But let's say there's a lot of liquid there, or some liquid there, that it's enough that the plate will get completely wet and so on, there's a lot of liquid there, then that's the davalach. So if you have a cholin that's liquid there, that's called davalach. It's mixed together with yavish and lach, as a lach of davalach. So we're only talking the whole time, we're talking about reheating things, we're only talking about dover yavish. Because if it's a dover lach, we pass from like a more, by dover lach, yesh bishel lach habishel. Bajabonon. Some people hold, the sheet is holding the right, but we pass from Jabonon, this is the bishel lach habishel. So to take some with dover lach and reheat it on a heating tray, or in a warmer and so on, then it's okay. Unless it's a bi'a lacha, shuman sympathetic and other places in the hold, unless if you put it in a place that'll never come to Yad Soledad for you. Let's say I put it on the island. You know, like we mentioned before, you have two burners on one side, two burners on the other, you have an island. You want to, let's say, a lot of housewives ask me about baby food. They want to take baby food that they buy in a jar, and they want to take out the chill. They want to put it somewhere near the flame, so it should take out the chill on Shabbos. Can you do such a thing? But the din is the bi'alacha speaks out, and that's how the sense of almost all paiskim is. They say that if I put it in a place that I'll never get the yetz lezer for all Shabbos, in other words, I keep it in a certain place for the whole Shabbos, I won't keep the, get the yetz lezer, it's okay. But if I put it in flame and keep it for 5 minutes, flame, not in a blast, but I'm near a flame, and I keep it for 5 minutes, it's awesome, because I'm afraid you might forget and leave it there the rest of Shabbos and get the yetz lezer. Therefore, you have to put a dafka in a place that if you would leave it there all Shabbos and never get the yetz lezer, then you're allowed to put it there. But Louis, so if you put it in a place, even though you keep it on for 5 minutes, but you know if you will keep it there for the rest of Shabbos and get the yetz lezer, then it's awesome to keep it there even for a minute. You're not keep it there at all. Again? According to Zami, you don't... Oh, if you want to... We have to turn over pots. You need to have security. Turn over. That's only 8. If you take from the refrigerator... It's like a regular stove top. According to Moshe... It's a regular plach. You talking about Issa Chazor? A warm trade. This is not a warm trade. This is some of a piece of metal. It's different. A warm trade it has coils under it. The heating trade doesn't have coils under it. You put it on top of the flame. You put it on top of the stove top. It doesn't come with electric thing. A Kedera black is two sheet pans, connected to each other. That's all it is. We're talking about electric warming tray. Yeah, electric warming tray we're talking about. According to Moshe, a warming tray, Moshe holds you allowed to put the other chatzila right here. So. Because that's a regular black. This is a chazor on a regular black. It's not called Hefsek there.
It's not called Hefsek there. I think we spoke about last week.
It doesn't make a difference. What you do is you're just using two pans one on top of another. That's all it is.
Right, yeah.
To take some refrigerator, put it on. So you're using a blech, so you have a double, one blech on top of another. That doesn't make it Hefsek there. Doesn't shachem have to kedera? Because you have to mishdamish the oichel inside. Here you have liquid inside, but you're not mishdamish the oichel inside. If Pimigodim holds, I think I mentioned this last week, Pimigodim holds that you have to be mishdamish the oichel in the food. For Mela, that's the heck of them. But Louis, if you're not mishdamish the water inside, then it's not considered have to kedera. What? If Shem Zaman will hold, according to him, a warming draw? Point to sign warming draw. That's not this.
It's like the radiator.
I have to think about it. Alright. One more shiloh. Then it's almost 10 o'clock. One more shiloh. A dishwasher. The shiloh I get very often. Can you use a dishwasher on a time clock Friday night? I know. A housewife, she doesn't want to use all the dishes. She uses all this Friday night. She doesn't want to sit by the sink and wash all the dishes. And plus, the dishes, you only use cold water. Doesn't clean the plates properly. You all know the same excuses the women give. So Shiloh, can I put a dishwasher on a time clock? Put all the dishes into the dishwasher on Friday night after the meal. And all I'll do is, if one woman says, you know what? I'll have it go out 2 o'clock in the morning. No one will know about it. I wake up Shabbos morning, the dishes are clean. Take it out and I set the table for Shabbos. Can I do such a thing? The din is a tzatzah. Why? Because it's halacha bishul that there's a few problems. But mainly there's one problem. Two problems, basically. One problem is the shayla from a shayla from bishul. Because how does a dishwasher work? When you put the food into the... You put the plates in the dishwasher, hot water comes in, and the way, when it cleans off the plate, how does it clean off the plate? The hot water cooks the food that's on the plate, and then it comes off. That's what happens. So there's halacha that the Mishabruah quotes to Sefta. Echa anoitzen esh, echa anoitzen amayim, echa does anything to help him, but our official, your Oiva is official. So no matter if I put the dishes there, if I put the dishes before Shabbos, put on time clock, that's a different shayla. But I put the dishes on Shabbos, Friday night after the meal, I put it into the dishwasher, then it's taka also, because you're helping in a mice official. That's one shayla. Another shayla is the issue of noilus, of moilus, mem, with a mem. This is like this. You now take something, a dish, let's say you want to wash dishes Friday night. So many housewives, what they do, before Shabbos they fill up a dish pan with hot water, they cover it, and then on Shabbos, Friday night, they put the dish in there, soak there for a while, and wash it off. That's mutul chatkila. But let's say to pour hot water onto the dish itself, the Mishabura says it's also. Why? Because that's called moilus, because there are fats on the plate, and when you hot water hits these fats, it's moilus. It melts off the fat, and there's some moilus on Shabbos. There also, when the dishwasher goes on time clock, the point the dishes in, you're melting the fats on the plate. It has nothing to do with bittul. That's a special halacha of milut, which all parts can agree to. There's no machlokes on that. Everyone holds it's the issue of milut. Nope. If it goes down the drain, it's also milut. That's something else. That's nilut. I said milut. It's two things. Nilut and milut. Let's say I finish ice cubes. I put ice cubes in the sink. I have a cup of ice. I drank my soda on Shabbos, and now I want to throw out ice cubes. I put it down by the drain, and it melts into the drain. That's nilut with a nun. That's what you're talking about. Mem with a mem is a different halacha completely. That's it says. I'll show you. Black and white. I'll show you Shulchan Aruch. This is a nilut. You're dying. This is a nilut. So mela to put it into the dishwasher on Friday night and let it go. Even when you're sleeping, it's awesome. That's the copy it's official. The other Yisroim, one second, the other Yisroim also involved. First of all, there's a truth from Shlomo Zalman, Mechashlema, and Chelgal Sim Yuchet, he paskins to make a machine work on Shabbos. He holds this over to the Chol. That's his track. According to him, it'll come out that even if, let's say, Friday afternoon, a woman has a lot of dishes, and she didn't have time to wash them. So she wants to stick in the dishwasher and let it go to 2 o'clock in the morning, let it go on. You didn't put the dishes Friday night, you put the dishes all Friday afternoon, before it comes Shabbos. And then you want to put the dishwasher on, that will be a shayla. According to Shlomo Zalman, it will be also, even in such a case. Even if I put the dishes in before Shabbos. But on Shabbos, Kuliyama, it is also to do that on Shabbos. Yeah, close the door.
In the door, you're actually setting it up.
Yeah, did something electric happen?
Lights usually go on.
Same thing.
Hi, I was talking with no lights. Maybe. There's no electricity. I don't think. It's going on time. It's going on time. There's nothing going.
So they're setting up the timer to on Shabbos.
No, you set the timer for Shabbos.
Lock it,
you don't do anything electrically. You're not doing anything electrically.
If it wouldn't be locked, it wouldn't go on.
That doesn't matter. That's only ground. That's if you hold it, you'll have to use a time clock. Then that would be okay.
Can you load the dishwasher?
To load a dishwasher is different, Shabbos. Shabbos machana. A lot of housewives, they want to load the dishwasher for on Shabbos. The man lets it on Shabbos, just press the button and goes. Can you do such a thing? There's a tshuva. The tshuva nigus maisha depends how you set it up. If you set up intentionally for Friday for Matzah Shabbos, means you put the dishes, the silverware here, the cups here. You know, each one has its own place, and you separate it to put it there. So you're planning it's achana. It's also if you put it at random, you know, the first place that I put it that comes to my hand, I put it down. You put it in. But if you set up in such a way, you make it, then it's also you make it from Shabbos to Chol. That's what he writes in the tshuva.
Yeah.
Right. It depends what your intention is. What?
Just to get it out of the way.
What? One more thing, then I'll take questions. Stamazo. Okay, go by them. A percolator. A percolator, we mentioned before, last week especially, So this is a mega salesh. You now have to steer something on the flame. So the shayla, the some fights gemeres, the shuvan avninezer. How are you allowed to use a percolator? He must have had it in his time. How are you allowed to use a percolator? The way it works is always alesh. When you take out water, so you put a cup on the bottom, and the water stirs inside and it comes out. So chayla, you make it alesh the whole time. Until now, we let do anything on part A is also. You mentioned a crock pot last week. If you don't have a two-piece crock pot, to do anything on it without a time clock, you can't use a one-piece crock pot. Because whenever you're taking shalom out, it's always alesh. So chayla, how can you use a percolator on Shabbos? The chayla is make it alesh. This is a kasha that Avnezer is. So Avnezer says the posh of Teretz, not everyone agrees to him. But I have a right from the Shaburi, he holds like that also. He holds that the Avnezer says, this and make it as long as it's two entities. When you have, what's this and make it? Because you make the food taste better. You take water, you stir it 100 times, it's still going to taste the same water. It's not going to make a difference. This is by chomp, if you stir it, it tastes better. So when you put things, you have two entities, you have chomp, beans, water, beans, meat, potatoes, and you stir it, it makes it taste better. Then that's because that's just a mega flesh. But when it's only one entity, it's only water inside, then there's no problem. There are some people that in the percolator, they put tea, coffee and tea there, then you'll have a problem. But let's say it's only water itself, then there's no issa of mega alesh, because all one entity, there's no problem. However, there's another shayla. They say over b'shem l'chazaynish. Now, usually you make tea on Shabbos. Next week, I hope to go more into it. Let's say make tea, but we're talking about a percolator. There's a shayla, very often used klishlishi. There are, they bring b'shem l'chazaynish, that when you take water out of a percolator, so usually the cup, when you take water, the pot is the klishlishi. Now when you pour into another keli, that keli is a klisheni. So that some people want, kind of b'shem l'chazaynish, that if I take a cup, and I put that press the button on the bottom, and water comes out into that cup has a lot of klirishin still. Why? So it's still connected to the esh. While the water is coming out, it's connected to the percolator, which is the percolator, all the water is al esh. So it comes out, the water on the cup is still part of the klirishin, until you stop the flow. So this cup still has a lacha of a klirishin. That's what... Okay. So, that's what they said b'shem chazanish. I asked Rav Moshe this one. I didn't tell him the chazanish. I just asked him, is the shaykh chazat tzvot tzogin, you know, if you use a percolator, is it dinna? So he says, zichanish, he says. He said that it has a lacha, because we hold like Tosfos, that what's a lacha, why is klishen any different than klirishin? But the fire is on the carriage. The walls are making it cool. That's a paskin yodeya, it's a paskin hechashavit, the fire is on the carriage. So now if I put it into a cup, then the walls of the cup are baked. So that automatically makes it into a locha of the klisheni. So therefore, there's no difference if you take it from a chine, you can pour it into a cup as a klisheni, or from a percolator into a cup, also has a locha, once it's nisa kaluch, has a cup, has a locha of klisheni. We have another 5 minutes or so, there's some questions, or I can go right there.
No, just clarify this, the chazanish meant even after the nisak kaluah.
Yeah, right.
And what was this for?
Because this is was connected to Esh.
So the...
Right. Yeah.
If you're so bound,
no, because a warming tray is like it has a blessing, so it doesn't matter. Can I use something from a blessing and put it onto a warming tray? So then you have to say no, because I feel like a leish. What?
Also the
yes.
After milk,
what about a hotel?
What?
Hotel. Do you think,
why not use a hotel?
What?
Hotels use what? They use the dishwasher.
Yeah. Dishwasher.
That's American. Yeah. First one.
But only if, let's say one thing in an aluminum foil in the salt is cooked, the rest is cooked already. Then you can't take the rest.
You can't take the
rest.
If the
aluminum foil is put inside of the water,
but the air is cooked inside the pot,
except for that item.
The only thing we make is a hotel.
Right,
in hotel.
So it's no different in a hotel, no different between them.
Hotel also make
it. So the Mashgiach over there, tell them you're allowed to use it, right?
Then tell them, they do themselves. Don't tell them, let them do it themselves.
Tell them.
No, don't tell them, don't use it.
They want the Hungarian, the Kadera.
What?
The Hungarian, they advertise the Kadera.
I told them, they came to me, I told them.